No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. The coat!
I was looking at my...
That's what we're doing now?
Come on.
Should we drop FDIC too? She's not doing it anymore?
Lost in my text.
That we're doing?
Interesting. I'll drop in a couple bonus ones before the show.
Thank you. Now hiring at Concrete Industries. Check him out at concreteindustries.com and nebcoinc.com. By the way, the quarterback, Jaden Rashada.
That's it. Get off your phones and be present out there.
The money that was in that deal again early on was like $13.85 million. Yeah. NIL was a reporter, and then 9.5 million.
Went to
Miami.
Arizona State, didn't really play. No, went to Georgia, didn't play. They went to, I think it was Sac State or someplace. And now he's done. Hmm. Yeah.
What if he got a bag though? I wonder if he got a bunch of money.
I don't think so. I don't think Arizona State was.
He went to Sac State. Let's see what he is for stats there. Didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He played in 2023 at Arizona State.
Then he went to Georgia as a backup, right?
And he had 4 touchdowns and 3 picks there. Okay. Didn't play in 24. If he was on a team, it didn't have any stats.
He was at Georgia, didn't play.
And then he went to Sac State this year and was 17 of 42 with a touchdown and a pick, and that's it.
I don't know if he got hurt.
I don't know.
17 of 42, they probably made a change, right? That you're throwing at 47%.
And he was the one supposed to get the most ever money in NIL.
Yeah.
God. There's just misses, Bill.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
There are misses.
That's what I said. I was looking at that 08 class. I mean, I obviously know a lot of names, but some of them like that, never heard of him. He was like number 5, number 6. Like, where'd this guy end up at? What happened?
You can go back through every place. If you just go back, you can just go through Nebraska football and pull
misses.
Up misses like that. And then what? So
QB misses.
So what you hope on is, like I said, you just want a good percentage. You're going to miss.
Yeah.
You're going to miss. What you hope is it's like, hey, we signed 25. And there's like 19 of them left, and they're seniors. And that means they were here the whole time. And then if you hit on a couple, I mean, and you hit on like 15 of these guys were very, very productive for us. That's a great class.
It's a great class. The problem with the quarterback misses is glaring.
Yeah, glaring. Quarterback are way more glaring. Mm-hmm. Yes.
464-5685, call.
We talk about
text
now, Jake.
As always. So in terms of recruiting and comparisons to a team that's doing a great job despite not having great rankings, as we talk about Indiana. Now, again, they didn't have a remarkable class again. I don't know where they ranked this year in terms of recruiting. But regardless, the first 2 years of Cincinnati, they have not been a highly ranked class, and yet they're 23-2. They're 12-0 this year going to the Big Ten title game and certainly to the playoff as well. Mm-hmm. And so I'd ask the question, can Nebraska learn anything from Indiana in recruiting, or is that something that's more in evaluation and development? What can you learn from Indiana in terms of bringing that to Nebraska versus making the same mistakes over and over again?
Well, the one thing we've covered this, but the one thing they've done is they built from the inside out. I mean, that's Cignetti. He said, in order to beat the big boys, you have to have the big boys. Mm-hmm. So he's talking about beating Ohio State and Penn State.
They didn't get these guys though from big time schools. The way they evaluate
first thing he did
the
was
talent.
He jump started things last year with bringing JMU talent, which also tells you that Chesney is an unbelievable coach because he's done a very good job there. And a lot of those players left.
Yep,
And he still put together a team. But he was able to bring talent with him. That's always a big part of it. There'll be players that'll go to South Florida from Ohio State that are really good players. They're, you know what? Maybe I can get 100 catches down here or whatever, and I might get 12 at Ohio State. So I'm gonna make a move here. But anytime you can bring players with you, that is a huge difference.
God, he did a good job at JMU. By the way, they're eighth in the Big Ten. Indiana's class of 2026. Is eighth. 22 commitments. Yes, that's correct. USC had 35. Eighth doesn't bowl you over. So
no.
It kind of backs your point, right? It's not like they're cleaning up in terms of stars. They have no five-star guys. They have 4 four-star guys. They have 18 three-star guys. Cignetti obviously is a very good evaluator.
Well, how about this? I'm looking at Indiana's defense. Their defense has been really good. Offense, obviously great. Defense, good, too. Roman Hardy, their top tackler, 7 sacks. Indiana guy. The second guy, Tyreek Tucker, came from James Madison. Like, these guys, no one came from SEC schools. The next guy, Isaiah Jones, came from, he's at Indiana the whole time. Like,
evaluator
off the bat, right.
Evaluator developer. He's obviously really good at it. You know, and he's not just him. It's not just Cignetti. I mean, it's his staff, right?
His whole staff. And here's what they have. No matter what they have. And I'm not saying who has it, doesn't have it. The only chance you have for success is complete and total alignment. And Indiana's aligned.
In what regard?
As far as like top to bottom, you're like, I run this thing. Strength coach is here. This is where the equipment staff is. This is where this staff. I just don't feel any loose ends with Indiana. Do you?
Nope. I mean, Cignetti's a general. He's just an alpha general.
He's an alpha general that has things. This is how we do it. And also like that, he's also very likable. His players love him.
And
they love him. You'll see him on the sideline, and now he'll grin every now and then about something or kind of have something, but. They from the inside, they love him, and they'll protect him.
I bet he shoots him straight. Yep. I bet he's very organized. I bet he's not all over the map. I look what he's done.
And obviously, caught a couple breaks, brought talent over, didn't have a brutal schedule last year, which got him to 11 wins in the playoffs, and that allowed them to go get Mendoza. Mendoza at Cal was
fine.
Very. I'd say average.
He was still
not even solid. I mean, he was just okay. Yeah. He goes. All of a sudden, he's going to the Heisman. He will be in New York City, and he was at Cal last year. Did anyone think like they got Mendoza? They're going to win it all. Nope. They took a guy from Cal.
That's Cignetti's specialty.
Yeah.
Offense quarterback.
Yeah. He went and got a guy from Ohio U the year before. Looked really good.
He knows
and
what he's doing.
Quarterback runs just enough. He knows. He goes, I have to have a quarterback that can run. And he's had a quarterback that can run both years.
Cignetti right now is the best coach in America, right?
Well, he went to Oregon and won. How hard is that? And won by 10, and they threw a buffoonery pick to really cost him on that. So I mean, they have like one of the best signature win. Who has a better win? I think that Indiana at Oregon is better than Ohio State beating Texas.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So that's a better win. So they have the signature win.
He is the best coach in America.
Of their top 10 tacklers, again, the only transfer of a decent school was from Maryland. So Kent State, James Madison, Indiana straight up, or Kent State.
That's evaluation.
That's incredible.
It's incredible evaluation.
And that defense is a top 10, top 20 unit in the country.
There's a lot of
years in a row.
And I tell you what, let's just say that I don't want to hear it if someone like, well, Ohio State ends up getting away and they win by 17. Huh, yeah, joke. No, absolutely not.
First of all, that probably won't happen.
I don't think it'll probably happen, but no. I heard this thing this morning that was interesting about Ohio State was that Julian Sain has a great chance to win the Heisman, especially if he has a great game in this championship game, and he might be the fifth best player on their team. They said he might be the fifth best.
Think about it.
Downs won the defensive player
of the year, Jeremiah Smith. Okay, then there's a running back, or there's a front linebacker.
Linebacker, Styles.
Sonny Styles.
They have a defensive end. But they said, he might be the fifth best player on their team, and he's going to win the Heisman.
Loaded.
That's loaded. And also, if you notice what they didn't do, they being Ohio State, They're like, yeah, we're, what, 13th on offense? Don't worry about it, guys. Just be good. Don't worry about this high flying numbers, because they could have added points on some people throughout the season and been like, man, we got to roll up some more points here. They're like going, no, let's just have our guys ready to play.
Don't forget, Carnell Tate's really good too.
Yeah, really good.
Tate
will be a top 10 pick.
Tate's really freaking good,
and Ennis is good.
And Max and Claire, the tight end, is good.
They're all good.
I thought else was really interesting. Was the what I was fascinated by the StubHub was that the SEC game, hard to get into. Look up ACC, Jake. SEC was 267.
Okay.
You know what it is for the Big Ten
what?
To get in? 680 per ticket.
Let me check and see if that reminds me.
680
for to get
into. Yeah, I see 625 right
good.
Now.
To get, so that
$625.
That means it's going to be jam-packed.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be nuts.
ACC, you asked for that
ACC,
one.
That's the one. That's Duke in Virginia.
And the price to get in is a measly $38 versus $625 for the Big Ten.
Now, $625.
SEC title game. What's the price for that one?
It should be $260, I believe.
I'm seeing it $230 at this point.
So still a very good price to get into that thing.
You want Big 12, BYU, Texas Tech? The
what
price to get in that game is $83.
$83 with Jerry's World,
Jerry's World.
What about at Mountain West? At Boise, UNLV at Mountain West.
We do care about that.
We do care about that. Let us know.
Okay, when is that one?
I don't know.
See that.
Mountain West, it's Boise and UNLV at Boise. So it'll probably be a decent
I got to ask Bill a question while you're looking. Can I?
See that. Yes. I don't see it on here.
Bill, I don't – listen, I haven't coached.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know that. Doesn't it take a lot of discipline to sit in a room and evaluate and be willing to evaluate player after player after player, play after play? That's discipline, right?
You have to have such an extreme discipline and a head coach discipline, and now it's GM discipline and also it's like, okay, first of all, like that, there can easily be in the NFL, they used to call them kill tapes, which means you can pull out 20 plays on a guy, and you're like, no. Then all of a sudden, there are some plays you go, almost anybody, you can get 30 to 40 plays together, a highlight, go,
looks good,
pretty good. Do you have the discipline then to watch? So, a big thing would always be, do you watch the rivalry games? Watch that's a big deal. And then do you have enough discipline to watch game film? To sit there and just, I'm watching him.
Play after play.
Play after play. Game film. Not just the highlight. Sometimes, though, you have a highlight, and sometimes you go, how many? And there's like, well, there's 268 clips, and it's really good. Some stuff is like, I don't need to see a lot. That there's stuff there that's just like a wow factor you can't imagine with it. But to have the discipline to watch game film,
right?
And to sit there and say, just that's so you know, because I want to hear right away. It's like, hey, you know, so what LSU would do, especially with your own players too, it'd always be like Coach O's big deal. He goes, hey, sometimes it'd be 20, sometimes just 10. Give me their 10 best plays and their 10 worst plays and watch them. Hey, here's their 10 worst plays and here's their 10 best plays. I need to see his problems. Mm-hmm. He's just say that every play is a highlight reel. That's not
unrealistic.
True. Nor do I want to see a defensive end get a sack when he's unblocked.
Yeah.
Well, see, he runs off the edge. They don't block him. He tackles the guy and blows him up. I'm like, ooh, no, he didn't beat anybody. Or did he beat, who did he go against? You know, all those things. I think things are adding up now for Arch Manning to finally be playing so long that he's playing better. Because it was well noted that he didn't play against extreme competition at all in high school.
Little high school.
Yeah, and so that's it. So all of a sudden, now it's like, all right, he's playing at this. Now, he saw it in practice every day, but it's a little different. What do you got, Jake?
Yeah, the Boise State game, the Mountain West game, would be $29 to get in.
So the big one,
UNLV, Boise State, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., that's $29 at Albertson
Stadium. So the two big championships that matter are the AAC and the Sun Belt. There's a chance they both get in. The AAC is getting in.
Who is the AAC? That's
Tulane
and North Texas.
In North Texas, right? And James Madison is in the Sun Belt, right?
Yes.
And they're
James Madison, and they
have a chance.
If you want to go to North Texas Tulane, that's $25.
And where is that located?
Tomorrow night at Yeoman State. That's in New Orleans. That's at home game for Tulane.
Is in New Orleans at a what stadium?
Yeoman. Y-U-L-M-A. Yeoman Stadium. Yeah.
Where's that?
That's their home stadium.
Oh, okay.
So where they play at. So think about this one, real simple. The quarterback gets kicked off the team at BYU. He replaces Mensa. And now Tulane is playing to go to the playoffs. He has a chance to lead his team to the playoffs. Also, Tulane's quarterback went to Duke. That's Mensa. He has a chance to go to the playoffs,
right,
too. What if they win and Tulane wins and both quarterbacks that have a Tulane tie, wow, are there, and the BYU, wow, and all of a sudden BYU's like, I want to stay at BYU, and BYU loses to Texas Tech, they're out.
That's amazing.
But he gets in at Tulane. I mean, there is a storyline that's pretty interesting.
Storyline deluxe.
Retzlaff this year, 14 touchdowns, 6 picks at Tulane, just shy of 3,000 yards passing. And going back to Ohio State in terms of the talent level, Dane Brugler is a draft guy. He has 5 Ohio State players being taken in the top 20 in his mock draft. That'd be a record.
Top 20?
Not just first round, top 20. A quarter of the first 20 picks would be
Ohio State. And Sayan's not eligible.
Right.
Sayan's not eligible.
That's a monster.
Arvell Reese could be the top overall pick, the linebacker.
Arvell Reese and Sonny Styles are their linebackers. Yeah. He could be the top overall.
Say number one potential. Maybe.
Those are their linebackers. Yeah. Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese.
And just remember,
with Caleb Downs, with an end that broke out this year,
and
a white dude that's really good.
And their receiver,
Jeremiah,
and quarterback,
Smith,
are not eligible.
God.
Imagine if those two are eligible
for the draft this year.
It
gives me a headache. Hey. That's what you're chasing, Nebraska. Yeah. That's what
and
you're
you have
chasing.
To have,
good luck.
Yeah, then that's what you... Jake, good luck.
Indiana's caught him, though, apparently.
Indiana. Yeah. Well, I mean, you'll get a good taste of that.
I'm trying to think the guy.
I wonder, in this one.
Is it Caden Curry you're looking for, Sip?
The
white guy?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Nine
he's really
sacks
good
this year?
Yeah, he's really good. And he basically waited till this year to play a full-time role. I'm not sure why he waited around, but he did. He's a beast.
Yesterday.
He's a beast.
I ran into Steve Taylor, great quarterback here.
Yeah, from San Diego.
And Steve and his wife listened to the show every day. Listen to the show every day. And he doubled over laughing. He goes, my wife spit out her coffee when we were talking about Fagler. And you're like, and he's white. And Steve Taylor was crying laughing. He said his wife spit her coffee out when you said that.
Well, he's really athletic. Yeah. sorry, Jake. It's okay.
Frager, not Fagler.
Yeah,
Frager. Sorry. The Nebraska.
Yeah, we thought his parents were going to be here. Yeah.
God, Frager can play.
Yeah.
I mean, can he?
Yes, he can.
Oh, boy.
See him against Creighton on
Steve
Sunday.
Taylor was doubled over laughing yesterday when I ran into him. Had a great conversation.
Frager is a player now. And so is Steve. Steve was a beauty.
Oh, he was something. Number 9.
He was a beauty.
Yeah, he was an incredible player.
He was. Yeah. I mean, underrated in Nebraska history.
Do you talk about how games can change your life? It was 1-2. It was them in Oklahoma.
Yep.
And Oklahoma won. It was at home. Broderick Thomas was playing. I was at the game. I was with Tom Delmont. I was in the south end zone. I mean, north end zone.
How old were you?
I watched the game like that. I don't know what that had been. I was older. That was, me and Steve were the same age. Yeah. So, but I was with.
I was in college.
Yeah, I was in college. So anyway, point being was that if they win that game, everything's different. They win that game, they probably win the national championship. And like that. And sometimes now you lose a game, and it's kind of like, huh. It's like, no, he was incredible player. He's an All-American.
Oh, Taylor was good.
He could whip it. And also, if he played in today's offense, zone read, quarterback counter, all the different stuff.
Super right quick in. Feet.
Yeah.
Quick feet. Jake?
All right, there you go. Indiana.
So you're cheering hard for Indiana.
How could you not? They're still an underdog. Like they're second, and no one really still believes them to beat Ohio State or to make a push to win the title because it's just Indiana. We can't get out of our heads. Indiana's been down forever. How could they possibly beat Ohio State? Well, they can.
They have the most losses.
It needs to happen.
Mendoza. I think they have the most losses in the history of college football. Is that right?
I think Northwestern might have passed them.
Northwestern passed them this year for most losses. And like I said, that also creates a big stir everywhere. Because if you're sitting around, you're going like, we can't do that here. You know, Purdue, we can.
Really?
Indiana's doing it.
Oh, there's a lot of coaches that probably get so tired of hearing
Virginia's
about
Indiana. Virginia's doing it. Vanderbilt's doing it.
Yeah.
Why can't it happen here?
All of a sudden, Vanderbilt. I mean, would you want to play Vanderbilt right now?
No.
No one
Hell
does.
Hell no.
No, here's another name. Why do we not bring up Tony Elliott for Penn State?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
And he might be in one of those guys they're waiting on. Could be in the mix. I think he would have a tough time because of what he went through with that shooting.
Oh.
Of leaving Virginia. Okay. I really, he might not. I mean, you're on that. Yeah. But he fits the bill, I mean, really well.
Why is his name not coming?
Yeah.
They're 10-2. Anyway.
I mean, there was guys that were available you would think that might go would be Clark Lee. Clark Lee, I mean, he's done, this is Cignetti 2.
Yeah, 100%.
What he's done is,
he's done an outstanding job.
He has a chance to have the Heisman Trophy winner that was a zero star. Mm-hmm. And he came from New Mexico State.
Took him a little longer.
Yeah.
It's still,
it's Vandy. Yeah. I mean, it's Vandy. Vanderbilt. You look at Vandy way different.
All
Vandy.
You ever looked at was like in the SEC is like, we got Vandy week 7. Okay. So that's a win.
That's a
good week for us right there. Nope.
Nope, not now.
They went 50 years and they were never favored in an SEC game.
God,
50 years. They were never like a two-point favorite.
James Franklin never had them to a point where they were favored. He won nine.
He won nine. Yeah.
What happened
was they won four out of conference. Mm-hmm. Obviously had that set up like that, won four and four. But still found a way. And the ninth win probably, am I correct on those? I wonder if they were both bowl game wins.
It's possible.
They were probably 8-4 during the season. Ninth was maybe a bowl game.
It's just switched. Now, the thing with Vandy will be, how will they be when Pavia is gone?
Yeah.
Pavia makes a huge
impact.
Just got
the top quarterback in the country to go there.
Yeah, they did.
Who knows if he starts next year? Yeah. Big shoes to fill. Pavia. I mean, come on.
Big shoes.
Jake Cutler was a good quarterback, but Pavia blows him out of the water in terms of what he did.
Wow, there are people wearing Pavia jerseys.
How about that?
Everywhere.
Cignetti could be coach of the year in Pavia Heisman Trophy winner.
Indiana and Vanderbilt.
I mean, wouldn't Cignetti be the coach of the year right now?
Yeah, who would you have?
Well, Clark Lee would be in that contention, too.
Because
Cignetti did this last year also at 11-2.
Yeah. I'm never big on that the coach of the year should be from Ohio State, Georgia. I want to see the Cignetti.
Cignetti coming back with
Virginia.
You thought maybe they would drop off a little bit, Indiana, and they didn't. Going Cignetti.
In their schedule, they had a target, and their schedule was harder this year. Mm-hmm. It was harder
they won
this year.
At Oregon.
It's almost a better coaching job this year. Yeah.
They beat Illinois by 112, it felt like. They beat Oregon on the road.
They beat Illinois like 63-10. What'd you think about that?
I did.
Beat them 63-10.
The rush yards was 307-2 in that game.
He kind of said, he goes, we saw it on film.
And then this week, maybe Purdue will give him a little bit of a game. Give him
56-3. Not so fast.
Oh, and when they interview him, it's gold. And I stop. Nor ever am I like, Cignetti's coming on. When the sideline reporter.
Stop what you're doing. Stop what you're talking.
If someone's talking back, quiet.
Sigs is talking.
Sigs is up.
When we come back, a recap signing day next and an early break in the ticket.